Yes, Paramount Jewelers has been sparkling since 1946. Check out their amazing selection and customer service where they serve one customer at a time. Just look for the classic sign that is an official landmark located at 7348 Manchester across from Maplewood Square. Or visit ParamountJewelers.com and let your holidays shine bright.
Get it started. It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We saved big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
How much is that jar in the window? The one with the wagon chair.
That's right. It's time for Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Every Wednesday we do this. If you have a pet, any kind of pet, snake, bird, iguana, dog, cat, rhinoceros, this is the guy who'd be happy to give you some free advice. And he's brought to you by the fine folks at Laclede Cab. There's a great app you can get for your smartphone. It's free. It's called it's STL Taxi. That's it, STL Taxi. It's the quickest, easiest way ever to get a nice, clean Laclede cab. I'm going to give you the phone numbers, and the way this works is you jump right in with your calls for Dr. Doug. 314. You need to call now. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877. Or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. The 969 number has a lot more lines coming in, so let's do that one more time. 314-969-5877. Laclede Cab is proud to produce, not to produce, but proud to present from the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic, the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and your pet's best friend, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Everyone today.
How are you, doctor?
I am AM in the PM.
Of course you are.
Hey, now, you guys, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you guys see that on AOL? They had some pictures of a Mars iguana and then a Mars rat. That they think that they've actually seen something that looks kind of look like a rock to me, but they said it's potentially a living form up there.
No. Wow.
I did not. With a telescope, they could see it?
Well, it's that Mars rover up there.
NASA or some of the pictures came back.
So an actual creature.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm betting it's a rock, probably.
did it move? I mean,
it probably fell out of the last space station that went up there, and we dropped it out.
Oh, it did, but it didn't move or anything.
Well, that's one series I was reading that they have seen at least 10 sightings of something interesting. In one sighting, they had seen four pictures where something had moved and then disappeared. But the weird thing is that it kind of has the shape and look of an iguana, and you know, you'd wonder why something on Mars would have any form that would look like an animal on Earth. But I guess maybe there's some commonality to evolution.
Pretty weird. If you don't mind, I'd like to read an email before we get to our calls. And
Go ahead.
Dan is putting names on the screen. But this is a great email I got a couple days ago. In fact, it came in, let's see, it's today, Wednesday, came in yesterday. It says, Frank, as a regular listener of your show, I want to share a Dr. Pernikoff story with you. My mother-in-law's three-year-old mixed-breed dog was running yesterday and suddenly went down with a yelp. Got home about 5:15. She lives with us. The dog could not put any weight on her hind legs and was in pain. I called Dr. Doug at 5:30. Not a regular patient. Not only did he take the call directly, asked me to come to the office, said he would wait for me there that night. Who does this today? Who cares about the animals and the others? And is the consummate professional, Dr. Doug. The people that work with you, either directly or indirectly, are a blessing in so many ways, but Dr. Doug is the real deal. Michael Knoll. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Can I get the best name and number? I want to use them.
No,
oh, it's me.
It's you.
Okay.
Yeah. I see what he did there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Playing the humble, modest thing.
Yeah, deflection.
All right, a couple lines open. I'm going to give the number one more time. That's the last time, and then we'll take these and bail if we don't fill them up here. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We start with Peggy. Peggy, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Peggy. How are you, honey?
I'm fine. We have a Labrador. She's black lab. She's about a year and a half. We got her at the Humane Society this summer, and she is bonding to us just fine. She's a great dog. We just love her, and she loves us. Got lots of room to run. She's got about 2 acres of yard to run in and fenced in. But we have one problem, and that is that she eats her poop. And we cannot get her to quit. I mean, we would try to watch her in the morning and see and pick it up before she gets to it, but sometimes we just don't get to it. And
yes,
she keeps doing that. I wonder if we can somehow stop her from doing it.
Yeah, there are a couple of... First of all, I want to congratulate you for adopting a dog. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. But there are a number of products out there. One we use in the clinic is called Forbid. And it goes, it's like a supplement you put right into their food every day, and somehow it incorporates into the poop, and it becomes a deterrent.
So. Well, hold on a second. You mean somehow it makes poop disgusting? Like it's
yes.
not already?
Well, no, it's not disgusting to the dog.
Yeah, apparently the dog likes the flavor.
Yeah, he likes it. So, you know, poop, because poop doesn't represent, poop represents food, and it doesn't always get fully digested. So that's why there's some general interest there. So I would suggest that you talk to your veterinarian about this product. I know there are other ones out in the market, but we've had a lot of success with that. The other alternative that's kind of older alternative is take Adolph's meat tenderizer, but you got to run around the yard and salt the poop that you see, and you might miss it. Much easier to incorporate something like Forbid into the diet and hope that that deters it, okay?
So if you put meat tenderizer on the poop, they don't want it?
Yeah, it's a deterrent.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or deterrent in this
case.
Yeah. Peggy, thank you.
Good luck, Peggy.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Jim is up next. Jim, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
All right. I've also got a black lab. It's actually a lab mix with a Dalmatian, and it's been scratching and biting and, itching really bad, and I'm just wondering if there's something
lots
I can
of,
do for
lots that. Of things to look into and enjoy. Believe it or not, this late in the season, we're still seeing some experience with fleas, occasional ticks, so the vet will help you rule out the possibility of either what's called a flea infestation, where you actually see fleas or flea dirt, or some dogs develop what's called a flea allergy hypersensitivity.
Is flea poop called fleeces?
Oh.
See what I did there?
Can I
You're
use
on fire
that?
Today.
You can't, no, you can use that. Little teeny tiny poop, fleeces. I just made that up.
That's
yeah.
great.
No, you can use it, yeah.
Anyway. I beat you. So that would be the first thing. Usually a flea allergy hypersensitivity shows itself on the back, lower back towards the tail head. If you're getting more generalized itching and scratching, that could be a sensitivity of many causes, an allergy. And again, there are lots of ways to approach that with shampoos, with antihistamines. So again, it's something that you need to visit your vet about, and they'll put together a program that will help to rule out the possible causes and try and get relief for your dog. It could be food related. Lots of reasons why this dog might be doing that. Do you have problems with the dog's ears being messy and stuff?
No, not too much.
Or the eyes. So, again, it might be, there are a million reasons why you might have a sensitivity or an allergy that's actually developed. I would give them a chance to help you guide through this process, okay?
As far as the antihistamines, do dogs have to take a special one, or can you use
them? Well, there's about five that the veterinary industry uses on animals, and Benadryl is one of those, although it's not the best. So that wouldn't be my first choice, but there are a number of other ones that your vet will offer, some that are used in the human industry as well. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Right. Now, before we get to the next call, I have a question. Sure. Does something like a flea, does a flea have a brain?
Well, it's got some kind of primitive brain.
I'm serious. Does every animal, and it's an animal, have a brain?
Well, not a brain as we know a brain, but they all have kind of a neurological system. And some are very, very primitive, so they only need to accomplish primitive tasks, like eating, pooping, breeding, or avoiding a predator.
All right. So, just curious. Let's get Beanie in here. Beanie, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, Beanie.
We bought a Shikanese. They said this is a new breed.
Is that a Shih Tzu and a Pekingese?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, she reminds you a lot of a Prince Charles dog.
Okay.
She got the long hair behind her legs, the big long tail. the problem we have with this, she's allergic to everything. I'm talking about food-wise. She's allergic to beef, chicken, turkey, fish.
Well, that's pretty much everything.
Mm.
Yeah. The only thing that she can eat, and it's causing us out the wazoo, is a dog food we got to get through the veterinarian.
Uh-huh.
And it's venison and meal.
Okay.
And it's about $37, $38 for 6 or 8 pounds.
Okay.
And is this something she'll be 2 years old in December? Is this something she'll grow out of?
A lot of times they don't. And, again, I don't know the nature of the allergy. And there are people that can test to see if you can isolate which groups of allergens, they call it, the kind of protein or lipoproteins that stimulate an allergic response.
So you got to zero down to what you lost all that. And what she does, she scratches real bad.
Yeah. The scratching is just the result of the allergy. That doesn't tell you what the cause is. But
exactly.
Yeah, and the foods, like you're describing, they introduce what are called novel proteins. So proteins that the body is not familiar to, which means they don't know how to react to them. It's when you've become familiar to something that you want to overreact to it. So you're on the track with the right food. If that's becoming too costly, you might want to talk to your vet about finding a way to create a home-based formula or your own holistic kind of diet, and in conjunction with some antihistamines again or some other kind of shampoos or whatever might be available to you, you might be able to get some control without spending the big money.
Yeah,
those products are really
excellent. She loves
it's a shame that they cost
vegetables and fruit. Love them.
Yeah, you just have to find something that's balanced, and you got to be careful that, you know, we need carbohydrates, proteins, and fats all in balance. So you can't just feed them just carbohydrates.
Wow, what a weird dog. Likes vegetables. Yeah. That's weird.
We got to keep our garden fenced in. If not, she'll go in, eat tomatoes off the vine, cucumbers.
Yeah, I've never heard of a dog doing
about
that.
Creating a home-based diet. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Beanie.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I like the way he talked, Beanie. He had an interesting voice. Kelly, you're on with Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Kelly.
I'm in the BM.
Thank you, Kelly.
How are you, honey?
I have a question for you, Dr. Doug. I'm fine. I called you before about my problem with my dog.
Okay.
This Dinovite that I hear, is that good?
You know, I don't. Someone's asked me that before, and I should look into it. I have not used it myself, so I can't really comment on it without.
Well, he doesn't sleep, but he itches his butt like crazy. And then my husband gets mad because he drags his butt across the carpet. I'm like, he doesn't have hands to scratch himself.
Okay, but that's not. If he's rubbing his tush across the carpet, he's got probably you need to rule out anal gland problems.
Oh,
you gotta be kidding me. Really?
Yep. Yep, and that's an easy thing to do for your vet to do, and he can find out in 2 seconds whether you've got problems.
Oh, my gosh.
You'll have to express them, right, Dr.
Yeah, he has to use his...
Yeah, you just like to say that.
Express the anal gland.
Our black lab, he's a black lab pit bull mix.
Yeah.
Is that something that's common in that breed?
Oh, any animal can suffer this problem.
Oh.
So, I would talk to him, and I know there's some newer diets out that are coming out that provide more fiber in the diet, and they think that adding more fiber will help to empty those glands on a regular basis so you don't have to do it. But in the meanwhile, I'd get to your vet and let him help you out.
Okay, I will, but I just have one more thing to say, because I was hearing about this Dinovite, and so I got him some treats from PetSmart that have the omega fatty acid in it, I guess.
The omega-3. Fatty acid, and that's good for skin and stuff.
Yeah, and it started to get better. That's why I thought I was on the right track. So.
Yeah, I'll check into the Dinovite, I promise, and then I'll see if there's anything interesting.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dr. Doug.
Bye-bye.
Thank you,
Kelly. Love you. Love you too, Kelly. I think she's saying she loved
me.
No, she was talking to me. She was talking to me. I could tell it. She was talking to me. If we'd heard it all, it would have been, I love you, Frank, so much, I would like to have your child. That's what she was going to say.
Wow.
Now, this Dinovite thing, what's interesting to me is I know a dozen people at least have called and mentioned this product, and we advertise it on the station. What's amazing to me is, why doesn't anybody just buy it and see if it works? And that nobody has called to say, hey, I tried that stuff, and it's either crap or it worked great. Isn't that amazing that nobody has ever called and said they tried it? And that nobody bothers to buy it, to see.
And what's it supposed to do?
Heck, everything according to the commercials. I mean, it cures it all. But I don't know. I just find it interesting that nobody has ever called to say, I bought it.
Yeah, we don't have anybody using it right now. But they say, I'm just reading on the site right now, that it's good for itching, scratching, shedding like crazy. So it's a supplement. And let's see, it provides nutrients, minerals, and enzymes.
There all right, let's get Mary in here. Mary, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Well, hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Mary.
The only reason I'm calling was I called in here a couple months ago about some casts I needed to clog, and I took them to Dr. Doug. He's not close, but I went out there, and he is as nice in person, Frank, as he is on the phone. He's just wonderful. And Dr. Doug, my casts are doing great.
Thank you, honey.
Mary, you're telling me he's nice in person. I've known Dr. Doug for 25 years.
Should I send a check to you where? For those comments.
Yeah,
I mean, really, you know, sometimes people, I think, like you at least watch somebody on TV or you see them, but you think, oh, they're not that nice.
No.
But Frank, he really is.
No, he's exactly the same way if you're a woman. Okay.
I'm flushing.
And you're female. He does not, I promise you, he doesn't treat me the way he treats you, Mary.
Oh,
I guarantee you.
Frank, well, I tried to touch you. You wouldn't let me.
I know. He likes the ladies, and I have no problem with that. Mary, that was very nice. Thank you.
The new furniture is wonderful. The casts are great. So thank you so much. I waited on the phone for 10 minutes.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Mary, how old are you?
Yep.
How old are you?
Well, you don't really want to know. Frank, I'm older than you
are. How old are you?
Yeah.
How old are you? How old?
64.
64. It's my favorite. It's my favorite age. It's not about how old you are. It's how old you sound and act, and you're perfect for this show. Thank you, Mary.
Okay. Thank you.
Ladies' Day. Barb is up. Hello, Barb. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Barb. How are you, sweetie?
I'm fine, thank you. We have a Vachon Fizet, and he's 14 years old.
Ooh.
And he kind of quit eating, and we took him to the vet, and she just discovered that he has three teeth that are bad, and she believes that one could be abscessed, and she says they really don't like to do anything to a dog that old because it causes drama, trauma to them. And she put him on an antibiotic and a painkiller. My question is he going to get better, or are we just prolonging it?
Well, I would definitely keep him on antibiotics, but, I don't think that you have to be concerned about anesthetizing him if you do it correctly. And we usually put monitors on them just like they do for humans under anesthesia that check the heart rate, body temperature, and also their O2 capability. So there are a lot of things you can do to protect them, and we do a lot of older animals and a lot of vets that would be...
So you're saying at 14 this dog could be operated on?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
See, there you go. Second opinion.
We just did a 12-year-old Great Dane, which is, most of them don't live past 9, and we had the same story. The two other vets in another area refused to sedate it, and we did it and did a full dental and removed a tumor, and the dog went home fine.
See, there you go.
So it just, not that something couldn't happen, but if you have your vet monitoring the patient and checking the blood work and doing all the things you can do, to protect the animal and yourself, then there's no reason not to give it a consideration.
But just putting him on the antibiotics isn't going to get rid of the...
Well, it may or may not. I don't know what the situation is, and I don't know what the antibiotics are, and then every dog's different. But if you have a problem where the teeth are already infected and they need some cleaning, or you need to remove loose teeth, that should be done because that's just a chronic recurring issue.
And Barb, I think what he's saying is if the antibiotics don't...
can't keep on antibiotics for life.
You absolutely do have the right to explore the option of surgery, that it's not out of the question.
Right.
All right?
Okay.
All right,
okay,
Barb.
Thank you.
I'm going to get one more in just because she's waited a long time, and then we'll jump out here, but I want Brenda quickly. Hello, Brenda. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
I'm all right. I have a 14-year-old chow mix, and all of a sudden, about the past 2 months, she hibernates in my bedroom all day long. Like, she comes out if she needs to go outside, and then she'll look around and see who's there, and then she turns around and goes back.
Okay.
And I've noticed that she isn't hearing as well. I mean, before she would hear a leaf blow, she'd be barking. Well, now our other dog can be at the front door barking at something, and she just stays in my room asleep.
Right. Now, she's so, like a, like we were talking to the other person, this is a very, very old dog, and if she's not hearing correctly, in fact, she might just be resting, and she's not stimulated as much. So this is like a 90, 100-year-old person that just kind of enjoying life as it is, as long as they're eating and pooping and peeing normally and they can move around when they want to, that's a happy dog. If you see changes that are not comfortable to watch, then again you sit down with your vet and you kind of discuss options. And at some point, when it's the right time and the gracious time to do it, then you know that you have an option that you don't want your dog to suffer. Mm-hmm. But
well,
it sounds like everything's okay other than...
down, but she was physically really... really sick and barely walking, but this dog is...
Yeah, so I would just enjoy her and accept that, you know, she may not be hearing, so she's sleeping very comfortably. Okay?
So what are the chances of it being a wax buildup at her age? Is it more likely to be just hearing loss because of age?
Well, it sounds like hearing loss because you said every other time, every other part of her life is kind of okay.
Yeah.
She's getting up and moving. So I think that her hearing is just, I mean, I sleep much better. I can't hear on one ear, so I put the good ear down and I can't hear a thing. So it works.
All right, Brenda, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Brenda. Call. I hate to cut her off, but we're running out of time here. No, it's okay. It's not your fault. That is all the time we have. Would you like to do this again next week?
I sure would. I love it.
All right, done. Show. It's a deal. Thank you. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Courtesy of McLeod Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. Dr. Doug is at the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. And now that he's not on the phone anymore, I will say this, and I mean this. What that lady said about him, when you hear somebody on the radio or watch somebody on television, in many cases, if you were to spend a day with them, just, you know, and as they go about their regular daily routine, it'd be a totally different person. Sometimes what's on the radio or TV is an act. The person is not like that at all. This guy is the absolute real deal. I've never seen a guy who is crazy about animals and is compassionate about animals and is caring for the people who love those animals. He's the real deal.
I will second that. And yeah. I had a dealing with him with my sister and a cat, and it was at 2 or 2:30 in the morning, and he met us somewhere, and it was like that, and I ended up spending a weekend with him because we went somewhere out of town to see the Pernikoff brothers perform, and he's a great guy.
Well, now, see, that part of it is now people are going to want him to take him to see their kids play in their band or something.
Oh, well, yeah.
He won't do that with everybody,
no.
I don't think. But seriously, he is. What you hear in this case is what you get. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's turn our attention to another guy who I can say what you hear is what you get. And when he pulls out the duck call and he blows it and he talks about going duck hunt, not an act, not a radio act.
No.
He loves it. He loves the great outdoors. He loves customers. He loves meeting customers. He loves to hunt ducks. He is John Londo. John, how are you?
I love you, Frank.
Don't say that.
Oh.
That makes me uncomfortable.
Why?
It just makes me uncomfortable. I don't know.
Why can't I say that, Frank?
My dad can say it. I don't know. I don't know why.
I love you, man.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, yeah, okay. Thank you.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I agree.
Let me just, I have a special guest star in here visiting, looking at some vehicles again. And if I told you, hey, I love you, man, what would you say?
I love
me?
You.
Yeah, to you, McGraw. If I said to McGraw Millhaven,
oh
I love
goodness.
You, Matt. Huh?
I would say I gotta go.
Yeah, see, not everybody's comfortable with that.
Well,
I before I bother you guys anymore, I just came. I was driving down the street and I needed some answers, so I came up and Johnny was here and I'm lying on his couch and. He's helping me answer a very philosophical question maybe you guys can help me out with. Can you
guys
help me out with this?
Sure.
I'm trying to ask Johnny Londoff, when is the best time to cut one in front of your girlfriend for the first time?
Anytime,
well,
bro.
It depends on where you are and how noisy it is.
Yeah.
See, there are a lot of factors that go into this. How noisy is it? How many other people are there? How nice is the venue? It's complicated.
Well, all I know is the Johnny Londoff cars smell such like such new cars. You can do it anywhere, and it never smells.
Because they'll be overpowered by the that new car smell, and there's nothing like it.
You know, could we? I mean, I got a great tagline for Chevrolet. Go ahead, fart in our cars. You won't be able to tell.
See, I don't think so. Now, let me talk
go
to
ahead,
McGraw.
Go on our new 2014 Silverado, and he'll be able to smell it.
Let me address the fact that McGraw conveniently, knowing that you were probably going to be on, he could come and check the log at the station. He'd know about 4:35, you're going to be on. So he runs in there to get more time on the radio. For those who don't know it, McGraw Milhaven, his voice is heard out of a 24-hour day, because I clocked him, 21 3/4 hours today is McGraw's voice. And he has to get on this show now.
I got to say, I just sense a little jealousy there.
Hold on a second. I've got here at noon, and Johnny Londoff's in the middle of his second story, so I can't leave you.
That's true. I wouldn't let him leave. He's been trying to get out of here. I'm like, no. No, help me, please. Help me try to, you know, put together these, you know, 5, 6, 7 minutes to 20 that I'm on the Frank, segment to make people realize what a great place this is, not only to come and buy a new car, a new truck, or a pre-owned vehicle, but just come and hang out.
Well, I'm glad you acknowledge you get 20 minutes on the air for what on paper says you're buying is a minute. Thanks for acknowledging that. McGraw, why are you actually there? Your car didn't break down, did it?
No, actually, I was driving a Johnny Londoff Chevrolet Impala.
Yeah.
And I'm dropping it off and picking up my Johnny Londoff Chevy Cruze.
And okay. We're going to have McGraw drive vehicles every once in a while to just...
Well, hold on. Hold on here. Wait a second.
What?
You're going to have him drive vehicles. I had to beg to get 3 weeks' use of an Impala, and he's going to get it rotated through different vehicles now?
Hold on a second. I mean, I'm only picking up a 2013 Corvette, so don't worry about it.
No, you're not. You're driving a Cruze. I'm picking up a $65,000 Corvette. Let's see, what's that Cruze run? Not 65. And you get multiple vehicles to drive also in addition to the car you bought? If I'm getting a Corvette, I should probably get like two at a time to drive.
You can do the same thing.
What?
You can do the same thing.
Really?
As long as it costs me as much to advertise on your program as it does McGraw.
And Peon and I come in and do that, too?
No, you guys, you're not involved in that. This is.
That was quick, too, by the way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, you could have said that like 5 minutes ago, but no. You know, Frank, you can drive anything you want here.
Now, it's good that McGraw is there with you, because you can actually hear how a commercial should be done. What are we selling today?
Everything. We continue with the month-long event of invoice pricing. Invoice pricing, and I'm sorry that I'm stumbling and muttering because I'm...
I tell you what, McGraw's there. No, McGraw's there. And when you do that, I'm afraid he might think you're making fun of him or something when you start stuttering and stuff. McGraw, you need to know he did not do that on purpose.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I stuttered as a young lad, and I had speech therapy for quite a few years. As a matter of fact, the guy looked like Jonathan Winter. I used to tell my mom, as she'd pick me up, I swear it's Jonathan Winter, seconding it.
Who's Jonathan Winter? I know of a Jonathan Winters. Who's Jonathan Winter? Who's that?
Winters. I said Winters.
No, you said
it's
Winter.
It's the equipment.
No,
there.
You said Winter.
Never have this problem when I'm talking to you, McGraw, do I?
The whole world heard it. Jonathan Winter.
Yeah.
Jonathan Winters.
Okay. All right.
The guy looked like Jonathan Winters.
Okay.
To this day, he's one of the funniest human beings ever, okay? And, so go ahead, keep making fun of people that possibly have a bit of a speech.
No. We're not making fun of people.
Yeah, you are.
No, we're not.
You're making fun of people like myself and Mr. Milhaven.
No, not at all.
So
I've said many times that I admire the fact that he's gone on and addressed this and worked through it, and I don't know how severe it was at one time for you, McGraw, but quite frankly, it's gotten to the point now, I don't even notice it anymore. Is it better? I would assume it is. Was it one time in your life a whole lot more?
Oh, yeah, prevalent? One time. I mean, there was a point in my life where I couldn't say my own name.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have any problem with that now, because every break on the station, I hear, "Hi, everybody, McGraw-Milhaven. Hi, everybody, McGraw-Milhaven. Hi, everybody, McGraw-Milhaven." He overcame that pretty well.
He did.
All right, I'm going to take my Corvette and go home. So I'll talk to you guys
later. Just don't take mine, okay?
No, but we have invoice pricing online at lawnduff.com, 24/7, 365. Great, great, great trade-in values. Hey, we still have a problem. It's called a sonic problem. It's not a problem real bad, but we need to get rid of some sonics. You're looking for a great deal, one of the greatest small cars out there on the road, come in, check out the Chevy Sonic, because it's one of the very few vehicles that we still have a huge inventory of 2013s. They have about 60 in stock compared to probably about 20 or so 2013 Cruises, maybe 30 or so 2013 Malibus. But still, if you're looking for a car, truck, SUV, and a new or a pre-owned, 1375 Dunn Road is the address to Automobile Paradise. Okay.
Wow.
Sonia. This is the place to come. And you can call us at 314-837-1800. Again, 314-837-1800. Or again, 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. And always Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. Because eventually you're going to want to come and meet the great people of Johnny Lawn Duff Chevrolet. Award-winning service department that we back up, Bruce Weiner and his team. Bruce won't be here Friday or Saturday or Sunday. He's going to be deer hunting. And I love, because Bruce usually always harvests a deer, which means what? That's right.
You get some sausage.
Get some deer sausage. Yeah. That's right. You kidding me? All my friends harvest deer. I just shoot ducks, and then I get their deer sticks, their deer sausage. So, so all you deer hunters, good luck this weekend. Be safe, be careful. And, of course, all you duck hunters, yes, we're waiting for some more nasty weather maybe next week. But
oh, you'll get
until
it.
Then, 60 degrees tomorrow, 70s.
Yeah, by the weekend, 75 degrees, 73, 75.
How can it go?
Nice.
What was it, in the teens this morning?
Yes.
I mean, it was cold. Hey. I mean, I don't think we've
St. Louis.
This cold on November the 13th in a long, long time.
That's global warming for you.
Global warming.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, hey, again, Frank, thank you for all you do.
Oh, you're welcome.
And of course, Ian and Dan. I mean, you guys are just, you're special.
Yeah, okay.
McGraw, while you're here still, thank you for all you do. For
what, what does he do?
Family and friends.
He's picking up cars.
He drives your cars.
He sells vehicles.
He's a test driver. He's like a test driver. Like a test pilot.
He sells vehicles for us also, Frank. It's just not a one-man operation with the AM and the PM crowd, okay?
Mm. Yeah.